Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till, that's Chicago. I'm going to see them in concert next week. Excited about that. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances, and his company is called Financial Seminary, and he's our good friend. Gary, thank you very much for hanging out with us. Financialseminary.org, right?
Org, yes, that's the website.
Financialseminary.org is the website. We're talking about this collusion and corruption and the business that seems to be taking place more than ever before in between Washington and Wall Street. Gary, I've been talking about this for years. I've been pointing this out, and let me give you the example of this really kind of pulled the veil off of that relationship. I agree with you that there's got to be some coordination, and for generations there has been that coordination, and for generations people. The top earners, the Wall Street titans and all those guys, they've made a lot of money, and the rest of America hasn't minded because we got our piece of the action too.
Right.
But today, Wall Street is doing record numbers. Main Street is still suffering, and that's where it's obvious to me that the people who have been nurturing the golden goose for everybody are now taking all the golden eggs for themselves. When Wall Street, that used to be a leading indicator of the economy, is now merely a leading indicator of itself, the veil of that collusion and corruption has been pulled away. Gary, what do you think?
Oh, there's no question. And I think everybody's recognizing that today, even if you see some confession of it in the Wall Street Journal, not necessarily on the editorial page, but in the headlines. The editorial page continues to focus on what government's doing wrong, of course, and there's not a whole lot of soul searching on that page. But if you get into the other pages, the daily headlines are like old religious confessions, Jim. And it's yesterday there was another big settlement. Every day there's another huge settlement against the large Wall Street firms. And I'm talking about hundreds of millions of dollars for something that they've done wrong. And frankly, Wall Street just views that as the cost of business, and they assume every year that there's going to be a certain amount of wealth transfer to the government to do that stuff, and they just keep on because nobody ever goes to jail. I guess you've noted that.
You heard what Attorney General Holder said when somebody asked him about putting people in jail for what happened in 2008. He said, well, some of these people run organizations that if we put them in jail, it would cause another collapse, which is his way of saying not only were they too big to fail, they're too big to jail.
That's correct. That's the way it was interpreted.
Now, folks, that's a true story. That sounds like something in a science fiction movie or something somebody would make up. Folks, what I just told you actually happened.
Yep. Now, I think he did disclaim that's what he intended to say a little later, Jim, but that's what he said, and I think you can pretty much believe it was somewhat Freudian in that he understands that. I think most people do. What really happens, Jim,
Why isn't John Corzine in jail?
Well, I
$1.2 billion of evaporated client money, not lost. They didn't lose it in a bad investment. They stole it. $1.2 billion stolen, and John Corzine is still walking around.
We've reached the point in the country, I think, Jim. We are a capitalist society, and capitalism, like anything else, can be used for good or evil. And you know, I'm a Christian, and Christianity has been used for good and evil over the years. And capitalism can do the same. And it's not the system per se. We spend too much time in this country talking about whether we need socialism or capitalism. It's the way all of these systems are used and the people behave within the system. In other words, we're talking about morality, Jim. And, you know, the morality in our country is that now is if it makes sense, you do it, you know. As Buffett says, the ruling dictum
on Wall Street is go ahead.
Everyone's doing it, so it's okay. You know, that's kind of the Wall Street rule.
Well, and, what I say is just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Well, that's another way Buffett would put it. Let me give you, for example, let me give you a quote here. I'm going to read it to the audience, listeners. Alexis de Tocqueville, when the country was being founded, came through the Frenchman, wrote Democracy.
200 years ago.
Let me tell you something he said, Jim. In ages of faith, the final aim of life is placed beyond life. You're trying to get to heaven, in other words. They do not shift from day to day chasing some new object of desire, but when the light of faith grows dim, men think in terms of sudden and easy fortunes, of great possessions easily won and lost, and chance in every shape and form. Mm-hmm. Now, if that doesn't explain what's happened with the loss of the Judeo-Christian ethic on Wall Street, okay, one of the divisions, I think, between Main Street and Wall Street today, Jim, is I think Main Street still has a pretty good layer of Judeo-Christian ethics in the way we do business.
There's no question about it. And not only does Main Street want to do the right thing, we don't have the levers that Wall Street does that has gotten them upside down. We don't have the same levers that they do. We're going to take a quick break right back and talk some more about this. Gary's writing a whole book about this, folks. And it's called The Money Bible, and it'll be out later. We'll talk about that a little bit more after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.